Yes, people. Welcome to the Property Strategies Podcast.
Yo, people, welcome back to the Property Strategies Podcast. You're here with your boy, Kenny, and who else is in the building today?
Got your boy, AK, the building. Come on.
Come on.
Let's get it.
It's me and Akin today. How are you, bro?
I'm good, bro. Where's our brother, Goke? Where's our brother?
Yeah, man's going to watch. Anyway, let me not bait him.
Oh, right.
He's going to come here, right?
Oh,
he's
right.
He's going to come today.
But he's got Arsenal games.
Yeah, he's got an Arsenal game.
He's got watch. Arsenal game. F that whole team. F that whole team.
Go watch Arsenal, bro.
Yeah.
Imagine.
To all our Arsenal supporters, all of our podcast supporters, if you support Arsenal, yeah, man, I don't know, man.
Anyone that supports Man United, welcome.
Yeah, I'll find you some properties, man. There's some great properties that we could find you.
Serious deals for you, man.
Nah, all jokes aside, man, how you been? How's everything?
Yeah, things have been moving quickly, innit? There's one day there's a news event about property, the next day there's another one, the next day something's crashing, the next day it's not crashing. There's always news.
Yeah, bro. Properties.
Bad noise.
A lot of topics, a lot of things flying around and a lot of information, man. So that's why we had to do this episode, right?
Yeah, we had to do this episode. So some of you must have heard by now the 100% mortgage. So we thought, do you know what? Let's actually break it down. Let's go into it. Let's study it. And then let's share our thoughts on it. So today we're going to be talking about the 100% mortgage.
Yes.
So
what's your initial thoughts?
Initial thoughts, I was like, whoa, this is scary. You know, you just think... This is a threat.
Threat? It sounds like a good thing, bro.
No, but when you first see it, you're a bit skeptical. Is it too good to be true? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You always think, can't be real.
Yeah. And then straight away, you're just a bit negative. You're just like, nah, crash waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Don't know how, don't know why.
It's coming at a weird time, to be fair, in terms of.
You wouldn't have thought they would bring that kind of product now.
And that even if that in itself kind of scares me, because it's sort of like, is this either a really good thing? Or it's a really bad thing in my head. It's not really a middle in it.
Are these guys mad? Why would you do it?
Who comes up with this stuff?
Yeah, so who came up with it? Good question. It was Skipton's Building Society who came up with it. Okay. So we'll just go through quickly what they're saying you need to be eligible, basically. You have to be a first-time buyer. This was a very interesting point, yeah. They said you have to have less than 5% deposit.
Less than.
That is a criteria.
Wow. We don't want money.
Prove that you're broke.
I wouldn't even say. Actually, it's true, slightly.
No, but slightly, you have to prove you don't have more than this.
That's wild.
Do you know what I'm saying?
That's a backwards criteria still.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? This is weird.
You have to prove that you don't have enough money.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
So, yeah. You have to have 12 months utility payments. So, bills, rent, so anything that really adds up in a house, you have to have 12 months of it with no missed payments. You have to be at least 21 years old and you have to have no credit commitments for the past 6 months. Initial thoughts. It's kind of like, this sounds like a responsible person. Do you know what I'm saying? You would think, okay, people who, you know, they're going to target are people who can't afford it. And essentially you're thinking, okay, they are probably not going to have certain things. However, the people they're looking for are people that kind of seem put together. They've got, on paper. They've been paying bills for the past 12 months with no missed payments. They're an adult because they're 21 plus.
Do you know what they sound like?
What?
They sound like a young person in London.
Yeah.
In a sense where I feel like we don't mean broke. We mean like, In this time of living, things are very expensive. And if you're living in a certain city, let's say you're not living at your parents' house, you moved out, you're already paying rent, and you know, you work at a decent job, but by the time you pay the bills and everything else, you ain't got that much left.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're very
Your expenses are super high.
You're very responsible in terms of you'll pay your bills. You know what I mean? You might have a little bit of a, you know, fun on the weekend or whatever, but more than anything, you're just making sure that you go to work, you pay your bills, you live a good standard of living. But because it's so high, the expensive, it's very hard to save up a deposit.
Definitely. Even if you're on a high salary, towards the 4K plus mark, when you think about it, you're probably going to be staying somewhere close to work, or you're staying somewhere, basically. Mm. You're paying your bills and your rent and stuff. Like, that could easily eat into 2K when everything's done.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
True.
Plus travel, plus
it's
food.
True. It's true. It's true.
When you think about it. So it is true. Like, there's just a lot of expenses right now.
Salary to house prices.
It's ridiculous.
It's not correlated anymore. Mm. People are earning decent, like good amounts. Like they're earning 30, 40, 50K in some cases.
Yeah.
Like, as someone that's straight out of uni, for example, even in their 20s or even their 30s, you're making good money, but then it's like, how am I going to save for a flat that's 350?
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know I'm saying? Not even a house.
Yeah, so let's say right now you need 50K deposit just on something. Mm. Yeah. Let's say you're able to save 1K a month, which is good.
Yeah, which is a good amount.
Save 1K a month. It's still taking you a good amount of time.
You're going to need some level of financial support there, yeah. Either a partner.
A few years.
Either a partner or family or parents or something. So, or again, outside of London, which again, we'll probably come to this discussion in regards to the criteria and stuff. But yeah, where do you want to take this next?
Yeah, no. So we just wanted to go through who was eligible. And Akin rightly said, it sounds like a lot of Londoners right now, a lot of young. It sounds like a lot of us. Mm. So right now, the next step is, okay, you can only loan an amount in relation to what you have been paying. So I've got a diagram here.
Okay.
This is the part that is just
a bit confusing or
weird to me.
Okay. This is the part that's weird to me. Break it down.
So your monthly rent. So they're basically saying, how much can I borrow
in relation to your rent?
So let's say your rent is £500. You can borrow up to 81,000. If your rent is 750, you can borrow up to 123,000. Wow. If your rent is £1,000, you can borrow up to 163,000. If your rent is 1,250, you can borrow up to 204,000. If your rent is 1,500, you can borrow up to 244,000. And I'm going to stop at the next one. If your rent is £2,000 a month, you can borrow up to £325,000.
Wow.
Sounds good, right? Kind of. But then you think to yourself, this is the major thing that I thought to myself.
We'll talk about this bit because I don't even think it's that bad. But I know what you're going to kind of say. But okay. Yeah, go for it.
All right. If I'm in London and I'm paying.
Yeah. And put that little like bracket on in London. Because I feel like that's a big part of the
conversation. Yeah, that is a big part. If I'm in London and I am paying £1,500 for rent.
Mm.
I'm looking at, so let's say it's a one bed flat, could possibly be a two bed flat, depending on the area. But let's just say that it's probably going to be a decent flat for that price.
Yeah.
It's going to be,
Do
you know what I'm saying?
As in 1,500, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Cool. And I guarantee you, if it's in London, it's worth more than £244,000, which is what they're willing to offer you.
Mm.
Do you see what I'm saying? So it's like, it doesn't really help you if you're in London. And even if we go up, if you're paying £2,000 a month for rent, I guarantee wherever you're renting is worth more than 325,000, which is what they're offering to borrow.
But then again, bro, if they're literally saying zero deposit, there needs to be a concession somewhere, do you know what I'm saying, in terms of where the standards coming in. Because they're basically saying, look, instead of you putting down this, let's say for a 300K flat, you put down 10%, so you put down 30K. They're saying without that 30K, that gap, it means you're going to have to get a bit less of a, you know, what you get your money, what you pay for rent, like the standard you pay for rent where you are now, you'd have to get something, you know, lesser. So this is where it kind of falls, isn't it?
Exactly. So it's like, you can then say this is very dependent on the area. It's very dependent because if you think about it, let's say we have a rent that, okay, further up north, you can rent a one bed flat for like between 600 to 800.
Yeah, maybe even less.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So you can rent that. And depending on the area, you can possibly find properties between the 100 to 150K mark in that one bed, two bed. So for them, it actually makes sense.
Makes so much sense.
It makes sense. It makes so much sense. Because it's like, okay, I can borrow up to that amount.
Honestly, man.
Based on the amount that I've been paying as rent.
That's the argument that I would give it. You know what I'm saying? Again, we probably been screaming this from early, but it's almost like
up north, isn't it?
Yeah, man. Like
London ain't it.
Yeah, like it's not always it.
It's not always.
It's not always it. Like that for this situation, for this scheme to work or for it to benefit a lot of people, it may be worth looking outside of London and not even think of looking far out of London. Like it might just be literally, you know, something that could take you in like an hour or 45 minutes. But that it's going to make sense for you in terms of like the standard that you want. Because yeah, you might get a property in London, but if you're going to be paying that kind of rent or that mortgage payment each month, that's going to equal that kind of the most worst one bed in the area. You might as well move.
You might as well just move.
Yeah, you might as well move just slightly
get what
outside.
You want. Just get something nice.
Yeah.
If you're gonna go for this product.
Exactly. Because I'm looking at the top one. Because I got the diagram here as well.
Yeah.
And for the last one, I'm looking at $2,000. It's still quite high. I mean, two grand for 325k
property. Bro, I didn't even keep going further because this maximum loan size is up to 600,000. So imagine what they're gonna want you to be paying as rent.
But again, no deposit though. I'm like. But then again, it makes me even want to put a deposit down just to reduce that monthly.
You know what I'm saying?
Just to bring that monthly payment down.
Oh,
like.
That's a good point. I think they let you add up to 5% deposit.
Okay.
So you could actually add a bit to it.
Which I think is fantastic because then it's like, okay, cool. I can go for one of these options, but still add a little 5% to then bring that down. And you know what I mean? Like 5% of a 250K property, you know what I'm saying? What basically... I don't want to do maths.
Let's not do maths today.
Let's not do maths today. But
it's fine.
It's going to be relatively small, which is like, you know what, or achievable.
Yes.
Within a space of 18 months. I feel like when it comes to saving, anything that's like between, you know, 18 months, I feel like it's motivational.
Yes.
Anything after that, if you're getting support as well, like regardless of support or whatever, but it's like, if I can get this deposit up to within 18 months, I feel like... Even 24 months max.
Yeah, like 2 years. If you can see after 2 years, you've really hit a dent in whatever you need to accomplish, then...
I think it's okay.
It's nice, it's encouraging. Yeah. But if it's longer, in this day and age, when things move so quickly...
3-4 years, but same property you want to buy, it's going up by...
You see what I'm saying?
40K or 50K or whatever, you're like...
Sometimes, like, the easier thing is just to look outside.
Literally.
But yeah, so we'll go into the negatives for people... who actually want to go for this product, and then we'll tell you our own sort of thoughts on it, because even though it is a really good product, there are going to be some things that are in there, like all the small print. But just before that, now, you know, whenever this came out, like you've been hearing, it's 2008 all over again, all this stuff. Like, I was doing research because I was like, how is it?
It's the research, man.
I just wanted to find out for myself.
You guys are lucky to have Kenny, you know, when he starts doing this research, you know.
Listen, I was genuinely curious, like, how was it? Because we were too young then, let's be honest.
Yeah. Well, I was, but yeah, anyway, that's another.
But I was young too.
Slightly older, but
I went in uni then.
Was you? No? Them times?
I was like 16 or 17, one of them.
That's still quite old, my G. That's almost 20. Anyway, yeah, man. But what did you find out? What did you see?
Okay, the difference back then was they were offering up to 120% deposit. No, loan, sorry.
My gosh. So they even give you money for refurb.
They'll even give you money for refurb. I'll say, you know what?
What was happening back then? They were giving money out for free, mate.
They were giving money out for free. Now, the two reasons why this was dangerous was because, one, they weren't really checking the way that they're doing checks now.
Wow.
The criteria was basically you could just make up anything.
So I could just go to the bank and say, yo, I could be a drug dealer and say, yeah.
That's it.
I just want to get a mortgage, 120% mortgage on a yard.
It was nothing 400K, like how please. It is now. Yeah. The reason why it is how it is now is because of what happened then.
Wow, okay.
You see what I'm saying? Okay. So,
but I'm thinking that how lax can you be? Because like even the stuff they're doing now is quite basic. Like obviously the credit stuff and salary and like.
I mean,
how lax can you be? I'm just thinking like, could I just forge something and go to the bank and say?
To us, it seems pretty straightforward. Mm. But back then, like things must have been super easy. Then,
yeah.
Because we've just grown up with it just as how it's meant to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, it must have been crazy back then. So so there was that. On top of that. There was something called collateral debt obligations. Mm. No. Before I even go there, it's like they were offering this on new builds. So imagine I'm giving you more money to do a refurb, but the house is already a new build.
Wait, this was back in the day, right?
Yeah.
They were doing this on new builds?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pointless.
Which makes no sense, right?
Yeah.
So it was just a whole lot of nonsense going on.
Who was making this up?
You know, this... I kind of wish I was doing this back then, though. Do you know?
Yeah. I mean, they say the best time to invest is yesterday.
Yeah.
Because, man, I think people... What? I'm just confused. That's just like, what?
No.
Who even let that go through? Like, who was...
Bro, like...
Wow.
It just must have been a crazy time to be alive.
Yeah.
What a wild time.
Properties must have been going for like 25k and they're doing 120k.
They're giving you money to get the property. What do you mean?
Imagine. And you probably even do like buy to let with it as well.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Yeah, so yeah. Collateral debt obligations. Mm. Now, that's a big word. What does that mean? So imagine, anyone who did economics in uni or is doing
They're just smiling thinking,
don't come. Don't come for me.
Okay.
Because I didn't do it. So if you want to come, then come onto the pod, chat about it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so basically, imagine you've got good debt and bad debt.
Yep.
So imagine as a bank, I've now lent someone I've now loaned someone money. They have a debt towards me. Mm. I've put it in this package. Some of it is good debt, classified, and then some of it is also as bad debt.
Yeah.
Now, I now want to repackage this and sell it on to someone else, like an investor.
Okay.
Who will now purchase this debt off me.
Okay.
And for him to be paid, it still works the same way. It's me who has borrowed money from the bank. As I pay the bank, it goes to the investor who has now purchased this debt.
Mm.
But what they used to do is they would package crap debt with the good debt. So because the deal was so good, they were just slipping all of the rubbish, like bits of the deal as well.
Mm.
Eventually, when it started to default and they need to collect their money, they're saying, listen, this is a rubbish deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where's my money? So the banks would now have to go to the people to say, listen, we need money. Because But they were the ones that were defaulting. So now the banks now had to repossess the houses, essentially. So it was like just a bad cycle.
Mm.
So where they were selling on bad debt onto investors who were buying it, people were defaulting, and then the banks were now having to repossess the houses.
So was it all a mess? Was it the agents that were packaging these deals, or was it the investors that were investing these deals that were packaging these deals and passing them on?
It was the banks.
Okay.
The banks that were causing the problems. Oh, they were the ones that were loaning people money.
Oh, so almost like they were packaging. They're offering like essentially bad mortgages, essentially like stuff that didn't make sense. That would eventually default.
It would eventually default. So when it did start to default, the banks now couldn't pay them because people couldn't pay the banks.
Mm.
The banks, for them to get their money, had to repossess the house. Mm. It was just a mess.
Okay.
So that's what was happening back then.
Okay, and it's almost like people's fear is that all this happens is going to happen again.
Yes.
But this is why they're putting some of these criteria in place in order to like prevent people defaulting on their mortgages and stuff like that. Okay.
So things are a bit different now because they've put things in place to prevent that, but you never know. Things could still happen the same way.
Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on that? Just initial thoughts on, you know, people like us having a crash because of this. Like, do you think that's a possibility? Do you think it's not? What do you think?
Listen, personally, I haven't been seeing signs of it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I've been seeing that properties are still flying off the shelves.
Mm.
Maybe not as quickly as before, but very quickly still. Do you know what I mean? So because it's slowed down, people are kind of seeing that as it meaning, okay, properties aren't selling. No, they are still flying off the shelves. But whereas before, you try to get a view in, the first day you call, there's probably another 50 people that have already viewed and it's already got 10 offers.
Mm.
Now it's like you might get a view in, but people are still putting in offers and you're getting loads of viewing. So it's just a different, it's just slowed down a bit, but it's still flying off the, you know what I mean?
So. Okay. I don't know. I'm in two minds. I feel like there's a mixed bag of people investing at the moment and getting properties and stuff. For this scheme, obviously, it's more focused on first-time buyers.
Mm.
I'm assuming, like we said, because of the fact that they're already comfortable paying that rent, and then them using that to pay the mortgage off, I'm assuming that it shouldn't be too much of a struggle. It's not like they're having to pay more or whatever. So I'm assuming that they should be fine to keep paying it, and they won't default on their payments. You know what I'm saying? So I can't imagine this really causing too much of an issue, but you never know. There could be a loophole for people doing this, and then maybe they're, I mean, I don't know.
I did hear a worrying stat though the other What's day. That? I don't want to misquote something, but either way, I'll just say that, like, I think this year has had the most amount of defaulted mortgage payments.
Mm.
So that is
compared to the last couple of years,
compared to whatever they were saying.
Mm.
I just know that of recent times, that's been the surge.
Mm.
So
and we expected it.
We did, because this is why I mean, you don't really want to say it, but this is when the sharks start to look at properties because they're being, you know, auctioned off, repossessed, or people might be willing to accept a few lower offers for their house that they were, you know.
Well, one thing I can say is that in sourcing properties for people and etc., I feel like the market is definitely more fluid, like landlords are more flexible.
Yeah.
You can negotiate, you know, you can put cheeky offers again. Like, I thought there was a time, like, maybe in the last 2 years where it's like, you could not, fam, you had to put above the asking price, slap another 5-10k on top. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, people were moving mad before.
They're moving mad. So, you know, I definitely seen landlords definitely more fluid and definitely more open to offers and willing to make things work. So, depends what area you're in, of course. I'm more talking about up north. In London, probably stays relatively the same. But yeah, I think it's interesting to see.
I wanted to point some things out. So for the people that are considering this now.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sorry, we just had a little interruption. But yeah, for the people that are considering this now, yeah. It is 5-year fixed and it's at 5.49%. So it is high.
High is an understatement, bro.
Now, this is where there could be some issues. This increases to 6.29 after. So, but obviously, that's just what it would go to. So, you know, once your rate ends, once it ends, then you have to, then you're basically put onto that. And then you have to remortgage and get put onto a better product, basically. So, after the 5 years, you're now moved to 6.29%. This is where the issue might come into play. There's no equity when you first buy the house because it's, you know what I mean, first time buyers, cool. There's no equity. No, there's no guarantee of equity after 5 years after. Wow. So let's say after 5 years, you can't guarantee that your property is going to surge in price for you to get a new mortgage of 75%. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say that you want to move on to that after. And there's no guarantee that after 5 years, there's going to be 100% mortgages still there for you to get a better deal. So essentially... it could be quite, there could be a high chance of you just having to pay that 6.29% after. And if you want to be stuck on that, you could, that, like, that could really hurt you. Do you know what I'm saying?
A lot.
That could really hurt you.
High interest rate.
So it's just a big risk. That's just how I see it. It's a big risk. We had, I won't say who, but we were DMing and he mentioned that if you haven't got 10%, maybe just... don't go for the product. There's no shame in renting.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw that. Yeah, yeah. Like, that was one of the brokers that we speak to.
Yeah. And it's so true. It's like, if you haven't, like, what's the what's the shame in renting?
We definitely
need
to get Seb the Mortgage Guy on the podcast. He'll be on soon. It'd be good to get his thoughts as well on this.
Because I just fear that if someone hasn't done their numbers, like, it's just a big gamble, basically. Maybe in other areas, like we said, where it's a bit more affordable to do this, like, your income could be so high that you don't really feel the difference. So, in that case, you're in a different bracket. But for people who will still be comfortable, that increase could make you a bit uncomfortable. And, it, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want that.
You don't really want that. That is a drawback, to be honest.
It is.
And that's quite a scary drawback as well, because you're kind of cool for the first five, and then you kind of...
you're cool for the first four, and then the last one, you start to panic.
Yeah, like, you're okay, just like, I don't know what the hell's going to happen next. So what do I do now?
Yeah, I mean, you have to hope that they're going to... like, I want to see some guarantee that there's going to be products like this.
In five years.
How can you guarantee that?
Yeah.
Is the government going to say something?
They would need to in some way. Actually, but it's hard to do that because...
it's hard.
It's all dependent on the economy and everything else. You know, they may not be in position to do that. You know, it's almost like for the first, this first round of people doing it, a kind of like a trial to see how it goes and if it's going to work.
I mean, these are for people that are, that maybe don't consider a lodger as well. Because I always say that if you got like more than a one bedroom house and you've got a spare room in this time, just get a lodger.
I was
even chatting to my boy about it yesterday. He was considering it. Like, easily he could get an extra £800 rent. Like £700 to £800, which can basically help him pay his mortgage. Like, he's calm now, he doesn't have one, but he's considering it, thinking, that's extra money. It's like, why not?
It's always weird though, because when you compare, you know, down south to up north, sometimes it's I just feel like you don't really get your own space, you know, in London sometimes as well. Like if you're doing some of these things in terms of like lodges and having places and stuff, it just feels a bit intrusive as well. At the same time as well, like depends your circumstances. Well, you might be a certain age. It's like, you know, you got a missus or
you got
a partner, or, and you don't really want these.
Yeah. Oh well, if you got a partner, then it might be able to help with the payments.
Yeah,
anyway.
Exactly.
So
exactly,
you won't
exactly.
really need one.
Exactly. Exactly.
But let's say you want to live with your boy, or like it just. But it really does depend.
So who would you recommend? I mean, we could probably. I don't know what's the next phase of this, but is it a thing of like, for certain people in your mind, this works with them, but other people it just doesn't work.
Yeah, like.
And who are those people? Like,
I would say it would work for people who are obviously first time buyers, people who just, you know, can get a good amount of income, but then they just haven't got enough saved yet. It's just that simple. Like, and that is most, like, that could be a lot of people. So I just feel like it's suitable for them, and possibly if you're outside London. No, in fact, I will say it's suited if you're outside London with a decent income, you know, and, you know, you've got a stable, you pay your bills, you're quite stable with that. This is good for you because it actually makes sense. So if your rent is between already, you know, 500 to 1 grand, and, you know, you're outside London, this might be a good product for you, and you just haven't got, you know, more than 5% saved, it could be a good product for you, in my opinion. If you're in London, I don't think so. Or if you're in London and you plan to still buy within London, I don't think it's a good product, basically.
Okay, 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 cool. And what's your final thoughts, just for everyone listening and considering this?
I think it's a great time to sort of be around, because you've seen so many changes in, like, in the housing market. In the past 5 years, bro, we've had so many schemes.
Honestly.
So many introductions to new things, like 100% mortgage. Like, what's next? Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
What's next? So, yeah, like, don't feel any type of way sitting on your hands and waiting. And likewise, if you want to get involved, speak to brokers, you know, keep listening in, hearing for some advice.
100%.
We're happy to give it.
100%.
Obviously, we're not
financial advisors.
Financial advisors or anything that. Yeah, we're just guys that have a passion for this. So.
Exactly, exactly. If you're a first-time buyer as well and you just want to maybe talk to us and, you know, want to talk about your situation and maybe some of the options you may have, we're more than happy to jump on a call as well and have a consultation.
Also, great news, chat to them about this entrepreneurs course that we got.
Okay, yeah, the new entrepreneurs program. This is for new property, essentially for property people that have the education. Like, for example, you listen to the podcast, you've done your own research. We're all in different situations in terms of, you know, what we want to do and what we want to achieve within the space, but, you know, you've got all the knowledge, you just don't know how to get started. Then yeah, this program's perfect for you. You know, whatever you're trying to do within property, we can kind of then give you the basic understanding and then kind of guide you on your way to achieving your goals. Maybe that be goals that you have for yourself in the next 6 months, 12 months, and kind of line you up. Depending on what you go for, let's say you specifically want to work on like deal sourcing, then you'll probably be aligned with me. If it's more like rent-to-rent stuff, most likely you probably lean towards Kenny. And if it's like any sort of developments, large scale developments, smaller scale developments, probably would go okay. So, but yeah, between the team, we'll be working with you, kind of aligning you, bringing you onto projects, bringing you on site, and yeah, just kind of helping you achieve your goals, basically. So, yeah,
and it's actually a beautiful thing as well because it's like a triple threat,
you get three in one.
And obviously, if you are serious, only if you're serious, please DM us or. I think that's the best thing to do. DM us and then we'll point you in the right direction after that, where to go. We don't want a lot of people because we want to keep it kind of, we want to keep the team small at first and then grow from there. But yeah, if you are interested, we've already got a couple of people on already. And yeah, we're eager to get some more because they've already gone.
Shout out to one of them. Literally, he signed up a few weeks ago. And fingers crossed, he's got his first deal this weekend. So we'll keep you posted on that one.
Yeah.
And if he does get it, we'll get him to come on and tell us about his experience. We have some new starters as well joined recently. So
yeah,
really exciting times, man. We've also got our Real Deal event coming soon as well.
Yeah, we've got our Real Deal.
We've got our next one coming up. We're planning in July, mid July. So keep out, look for that one as well. The venue, we're just deciding between one or two now, but we're going for, you know, proper high standard, you know.
We're keeping it classy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're excellence all the way now.
Excellence all the way.
Yeah, excellence
that's
all the way now.
That's what
man.
We're on. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And anyone that's interested in joining us on projects, I know we finished the conversion that we did, residential to commercial to residential conversion in Birmingham. You would have seen that on Instagram. We just finished that one. Anyone that wants to link up and do a project together as well, feel free. Yeah, we're always looking for investors and joint venture partners and stuff like that. And
what else is there? Also, patrons, if they've had a chance to come and visit some of our sites as well. If you're interested in becoming a patron, these are some of the things that you get a chance to do, as well as come onto the podcast, as well as come and see some of our guests with us. Because some of the conversations that we have off air are life changing.
That's it, man.
So many things as well, like we've just named a few of them. But if you are interested, obviously we'll send you the link, but it's probably all on our Instagram if you click on our link there anyway.
100%. And if you're an investor, you know, you're a trades, you've got any experience in property, you want to come to the podcast, obviously DM us as well. We welcome anyone, any shape, sizes, backgrounds, everything. We want to have you on the podcast to tell your story, and for you to tell, you know, educate the audience as well, so that they can learn, also we can learn. But yeah, man, really exciting stuff at the moment.
Yeah, man.
Got a lot of content coming out soon as well. And yeah, so yeah, any episode as well you want to, or anybody you want to get have us interview on the podcast or have on the podcast, let us know as well. And yeah, that's it. 100% mortgages, and that's us, that's Property Stratting out. Stay peace. Blessed, stay bested, stay invested. Peace.
All them try keep me in my head. I bought another Benz, but now I got stress, feeling like it's 99 again. It's time we're highly blessed, highly blessed. All them try keep me in my head. I bought another Benz, me now got stress, feeling like it's 99 again. It's time we're highly blessed.